I don't know, but I guess the three that I use probably interchangeably. I guess I'm more prone to say cop first, and then policeman, and then officer, I guess in that order.
And if you heard me, she mentioned pig. How about any other?
Well, you know, let me see. Watching TV, you know, guys in New York who walk beats, flat feet, something like that.
But have you heard it used?
No, it's not.
Okay, now if a person was, what do you call the place where all the firemen work?
Well, we call it the, I guess my fire station is what I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, some people call it the firehouse. I call it fire station.
Okay, and how about police?
We call that police station or precinct. Of course, in this city, most are just, I mean, there's a place on 6th Avenue South. You know, it's the city jail and all. But a lot of the communities have precincts.
Okay, now if a person was arrested for drunkenness and he didn't have bail, he might spend the night somewhere.
He would spend the night in the city jail, or you have... Yeah, he would spend the night in the city jail. He would. In the tank, he would.
In the what?
Tank.
Okay.
He would.
Is that different than the place where an ordinary criminal would spend the night? Or stay?
An ordinary criminal.
Well, as distinguished from just being drunk.
You know, I really do not know. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not a prison as such, as we would construe it, but it is detention. It's jail,
okay.
Right on. But and you are behind bars. But I don't think it would be construed to be a prison. You know, it's not considered to be a prison, but it is a jail. Prison to me seems to denote a long range kind of confinement, as opposed to a jail is more short ranged.
Now, what about the tank, as opposed to?
Well, I've heard it referred to that on TV. I don't even know.
Have you heard it here in Birmingham? I mean, do people talk about being sent to the tank?
No. I really don't know what those individuals that are sent there call it.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not too into that. Of course, that area where I was here was that area. I was arrested once for reckless driving. I was home from school, from graduate school. I was looking rather militant when I was arrested that night. So I really don't know what they call it here.
Okay. And what would a policeman carry for protection?
Name it. Last night I saw one with, they carry guns and
mm-hmm.
What you might call nightsticks or billy clubs, mace.
Are the nightsticks and billy clubs the same thing?
I really don't know. I would use them interchangeably. I don't know if one is shorter than the other, has more weight, or whatever.
Okay. And can you describe the guns that the policeman carries? Are there different kinds?
Yes, they are. They are. Much to my consternation, it seems that the bulk of them here in this city are carrying .357 Magnums. I've seen some 9mm automatics, 15-shot 9mm automatics. And the issue is the .38 Special.
Can you describe that?
Well, obviously it fires a 38 Special slug. Of course, the 357 can fire a 38 Special bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Most I've seen, I guess, have about a 4-inch barrel.
Mm-hmm.
It's
fun. Okay. What are some names for a prostitute?
Bat and whore.
You ever heard anything else?
Not that registers. Lady of the Evening or...
Okay, yeah, that's what...
Depending on what side of the tracks you're on, you know.